I don't know if you've heard the phrase or the talk about Christianity being a white man religion. Most people who argue for this say that it came in Kenya, Christianity came with the colonizers, and they used it as a tool to colonize the African. But today I want us to look, is that fact or just an idea of a man? First, let's start, but it's true that the missionaries who came were white, you know, and came, some of them way before the colonials, the colonial powers made their kingdoms here, some of them way later than that. But the first thing I would like to establish, even them, the gospel was brought to them. It did not originate from them. Remember, the gospel started with Jesus, who was a Jew, a Palestinian. You know, it started there, not in Britain. So they were brought to the gospel, and they brought the gospel to us. So it was not their original religion. They had their own worship of spirits and other practices that even the Christians themselves will consider them as wrong, or even demonic or satanic practices. So it was not their native religion. It was a religion that was brought to them. Secondly, I want to take you back to the creation story. God created the whole universe and created man and wanted to be the Lord of man. But man, since the fall, when the devil deceived Adam and Eve, and out of that was a sinful nature born, man has always been rebellious. God wanted to be the Lord of them, but men very often would turn to worship themselves, to want to be like God, you know, to start worshiping idols. They were just rebellious. And God came up with a plan. He decided to call to start a line of people through Abraham, who he hoped that they will follow his statutes. And through that people, that unique people, he'll teach the rest of the world what it really looks like being loyal to God. And that's how the children of Israel came into being. God wanted just a group of people that he will show the world, you know, a covenant people. This is how I deal with people who are in a relationship with me. But eventually the plan of Jesus was that at the end of the day, Jesus would come and pay for our sins, and then everybody else would be welcome to come into this relationship with God, how it was supposed to be from the very beginning. So what happened by Jesus coming into this world, it was going back to where God was desiring that everybody would reach him. And therefore he gave the commandment to his disciples to go to all nations, you know, and tell people about Jesus, about the good news, so that we'll return to him. So it is at the center of Christianity for people to go out, you know, and talk about this goodness. You've heard the phrase that I will not wish this upon my enemy. When something really bad happens to you, don't wish it upon your enemy. But it's also true when something really nice happens to you and you're a good person, you would want it to happen to everybody. And that is what Christianity is about. It's about people who have found something very special and they want to tell other people about the special people. So is Christianity a white man's religion? No, it is not. It is every human being religion. That is where it was. That is how it was always supposed to be. And that's why when we go and share the gospel, even us right now, like Kenyans going to Britain to share the gospel, it's because we have found something nice and we want other people to come and find that something nice. And that something nice is Jesus.